This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The Democratic-led U.S. House of Representatives has approved a $430 billion bill that is seen as the biggest climate package in U.S. history, delivering a major legislative victory for President Joe Biden ahead of the November 8th midterm elections. The legislation to fight climate change and lower prescription drug prices aims to cut domestic greenhouse gas emissions. It will also allow Medicare to negotiate lower drug prices for the elderly and ensure that corporations and the wealthy pay the taxes they owe. Democrats say it will help combat inflation by reducing the federal deficit. The House voted 220 to 207 along party lines to pass the measure titled the Inflation Reduction Act and send it on to Biden to send into law. The Senate approved the legislation on Sunday after a marathon 27-hour session. Court papers show that the FBI recovered several documents that were labeled top secret from former President Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate in Florida. Meanwhile, Friday afternoon, a federal judge was weighing whether to unseal the warrant that authorized the unprecedented search this week. Attorney General Merrick Garland declared a day earlier that there is substantial public interest in this matter, and Trump backed the warrant's immediate release. Trump has been provided at least some of the records the government is seeking to unseal, but he and his lawyers have declined so far to make them public. The United Nations is calling for immediate access to a nuclear power plant under siege that Ukraine asserts is being hit by Russian rocket fire. The Ukrainian president said the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant